KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning. First, Carroll hosting an early bird high school track and field meet last night. On the boys' side, some of those local results included Will McLaughlin of Harlan winning both the boys' discus and shot put events last evening. Torrey Feldman of Carroll took the boys' long jump. Glenwood won the sprint medley relay event. Trey Gross of Harlan took the 3,200-meter crown, while Glenwood won the 4x800-meter relay and the shuttle hurdle relay last night. It was Aiden Hall of Harlan winning the 100-meter dash. Also in the boys' distance medley, Kemper Catholic's team was the champ. Aiden Hall of Harlan also took the 400-meter crown. Glenwood won the 4x200-meter relay. Michael Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic was the champ in the boys' 800-meter run. Also in the 200-meter dash, Silas Bales of Glenwood was the champ. Grant Von Essen of Glenwood took the 400 hurdles. The 1,600-meter champion was Trey Gross of Harlan. Harlan also won the 4x100-meter relay, while Glenwood took the 4x400 crown last night on the boys' side. Over on the girls' side at that Carroll early bird meet last night, among some of the area winners, Brinley Arnold of Glenwood was the champ in the discus. Kenzie Schoen of Kemper Catholic wins the shot put event. Shay Sinnert of Carroll took the long jump title. Glenwood won the sprint medley relay. Emma Hughes of Glenwood, the champ in the 3,000 meters. Harlan grabbed the 4x800-meter and the shuttle hurdle relay titles last night. Also, Shay Sinnert of Carroll was the champ in the 100-meter dash. Brecken Van Bala of Harlan was the champ in the 400 meters last night. Carroll's team won the 4x200-meter relay. Justine Booman of Harlan was the champ in the 100 hurdles. Emma Hughes of Glenwood took the 800 meters. The 200-meter dash was won by Hannah Jorgensen of Carroll. Katie Hughes of Glenwood won the 400-meter hurdles, while Marie Day of Carroll took the 1,500-meter run. The 4x100-meter champion was Glenwood's team, and Harlan took the 4x400-meter relay crown last night. That was on the girls' side of that Carroll early bird event. In college basketball last night, Northwest Missouri State University is heading back to the national championship game after a dominating win last night in the semifinals in Evansville, Indiana. Ryan Hawkins had 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists, helping the Bearcats to a 77-46 win over Flagler of Florida. A 4-player scored in double figures as Northwest Missouri State opened up a 16-point halftime lead and never looked back. The Bearcats will face West Texas A&M in the finals. West Texas A&M stole a thrilling 87-86 win over Lincoln Memorial earlier in the night last evening. A tap-out on a missed shot in the last few seconds landed in the hands of Zach Toussaint, who hit his only shot of the night, a three-pointer at the buzzer, to pick up the win for West Texas A&M. Northwest is 27-2 on the year, and they'll be shooting for their third national championship in the last four tournaments. West Texas is 19-2 heading into the 11 a.m. Saturday title game, and that'll be seen nationally on CBS. Well, two of the nation's top freshmen will be on display Saturday when the Iowa Hawkeye women play top-ranked UConn in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Iowa's Caitlin Clark leads the country in scoring at just under 27 points per game and also leads the nation in assists. Minnesota native Paige Beckers leads UConn in scoring at just under 20 points per game. Clark says she played against Beckers on the AAU circuit and with her on a U.S. team that competed internationally.
Obviously, I've watched Paige play for a while, but I think it's not going to be an individual matchup with her. It's going to be a whole team effort more than anything. And we'll try to run a lot of different things at her, but UConn has more than just Paige, and I think that's the biggest thing. You got to control the rest of the team, too.
Yeah, they have a lot of weapons.
Obviously, that's one of our main focuses on her, but they have so many talented players, so it's going to be a whole team effort on every single person they have.
Clark says it's fine if the individual matchup creates more interest.
I think a lot of people will tune in and watch this game, and that's exactly what you want for women's basketball, and I think that's the whole goal that all women athletes are trying to get across right now. There can be multiple superstars. There can be multiple good players. It doesn't have to be one end-all, be-all. And that's what we need to keep growing this game.
Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says her young team is having fun and playing its best basketball of the season.
We work hard. We focus. That doesn't mean that we don't take the game seriously. We do. We love the game. But we also just enjoy each other and really have built a culture over time of caring about each other.
Bluter says UConn is impressive on both ends of the floor, but there's been no thought of slowing the tempo against the Huskies.
That's us. And I think if you start going away from what you've been doing and what's got you here, that can cause problems. So we have to do what's gotten us here. And that is, we like to score quickly. We like to still take good shots. That doesn't mean that we take bad shots. I don't want to do that. But we do try to push the game.
We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on KJAN, the NCAA Women's Basketball Sweet 16 getting underway Saturday. Iowa versus UConn. 11:45 is the pregame start. Noon is tip time from San Antonio. Staging the women's NCAA tournament in one place has led Iowa coach Lisa Bluder to ponder if a permanent neutral site is the way to go for the sport. Coronavirus concerns and precautions have led to the entire women's tournament to be played this month around the San Antonio area. Bluder saw how the previous format of on-campus games worked for her program, but she acknowledged it gave her team a competitive advantage. She believes the neutral site idea is working this year, but Baylor coach Kim Mulkey and UConn's Gino Auriemma remember the days of little to no crowds, and they're not so sure a permanent change is the best option. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark has been named a WBCA All-Region honoree. The Women's Basketball Coaches Association made those announcements this week. The WBCA Selection Committee will pick a 10-member WBCA Division I Coaches All-America team from the list of 52 All-Region honorees. That'll be announced April 3rd. The All-Region is the 16th Hawkeye in program history to earn WBCA All-Region honors. It's the fourth consecutive season that a Hawkeye has earned the honor. Megan Gustafson was named in 2018 and 19, Kathleen Doyle in 2020. Clark, who's a native of West Des Moines, leads the country in points per game, was second in assists per game and three-pointers per game as she leads the Hawkeyes into that matchup on Saturday. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller hopes some of his key hitters get healthy and hot as the Hawkeyes open up a four-game series in Columbus this afternoon against Ohio State. The Hawkeyes will play the Buckeyes twice and Maryland twice. Iowa is 4-7 after dropping two of three games at home against Nebraska last weekend.
Some of our key hitters have been battling minor injuries that have held them out games and maybe even, week to 10 days. And then trying to jump back in isn't always the easiest thing to do.
Hawkeyes are hitting just .224 as a team. We'll have game one of that series against Ohio State this afternoon. Iowa facing off against the Buckeyes. 3:30 is the broadcast start time later today. In Major League Baseball news, Chicago White Sox slugger Eloy Jimenez is expected to be sidelined for 5 to 6 months because of a ruptured left pectoral tendon that requires surgery. Jimenez was hurt trying to make a play in the outfield during an exhibition game Tuesday, and the injury has put his season in jeopardy. The 24-year-old Jimenez batted .296 with 14 homers and 41 RBIs in 55 games during last year's pandemic-shortened season. A person familiar with the injury says Rays reliever Nick Anderson has a partially torn ligament in his pitching elbow and likely will be sidelined beyond the All-Star break. Anderson was 2-1 with a .55 earned run average and six saves in 19 outings during last season's shortened year before appearing in 10 of the team's 20 postseason games. A defense has carried the Drake football team this spring. The defense has yielded only one touchdown and less than 60 yards of rushing per game in a 1-1 start. Drake coach Todd Stepsis says most of the experience is on that side of the ball.
A lot of new faces that have also showed up. So, the defensive question mark coming in, man, it's been, it's now an exclamation point with how well they've played these last 2 weeks.
The defense has bolstered an inexperienced offense that lost several key players who would have been there for a fall season but graduated in December. Now, the offense has only completed a total of 9 passes in 2 games, but Stepsis says the defense has risen to the challenge of helping to carry the team.
A lot of times when one side of the ball is kind of, taking, the majority of the weight and has to be out there to make play after play, eventually somebody presses or somebody starts to be afraid to make a mistake. And in 8 quarters of football, I have yet to see our defense blink in any kind of adversity. They just keep playing.
Stepsis says the play of the defense will allow the offense some time to make progress. Drake's scheduled game at Stetson on Saturday has been canceled due to COVID concerns in the Stetson program. So the Bulldogs will be at home on April 3rd next up to take on Valparaiso. That's Check of Sports here this hour.